Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's go to the other side of the Red River rivalry, Blaine. We'll stick with that. We'll talk the Oklahoma Sooners in Norman. Of course, they had their spring game. Weather affected a lot of these, but moving around some kickoff times. Thankfully, we were able to get them in. Like we mentioned, just like for Texas playing for Oklahoma as well, life in the SEC is just around the corner. And what I sense from talking to Oklahoma folks, a little bit of a different vibe, a chip on the shoulder. They're being doubted, which Oklahoma football is not used to, right? Heck, I've done my share of doubting. Maybe some of us others, we've done some share of doubting as well. Vegas has got this team at over under 6.5. So there's this extra level of emphasis for a program that has such a proud and rich history and tradition like OU has. I know Deion Burks, he showed some signs on the outside. Thought overall it was a positive spring game, positive spring effort for OU. What did you see, Blaine, specifically from Oklahoma in their game yesterday?
I think for the most part, you saw Oklahoma, what everybody was looking at was the offensive line, and I thought you saw many times. Now, again, just like we talked about in the Texas spring game, you dictate a lot of stuff early on, and I think Brent Venables and of course, the offense, Seth Luttrell, formationally, they did a lot to create light boxes where they would have success running the football a little bit, but then the pass protection was pretty good for the most part, particularly the right side of the line. I did think, if you're looking at one negative on the offensive line, I thought over at left tackle, I thought Jacob Sexton had a rough day. I thought he had a rough day. There was a lot of pressure over there on that side. But Wee Woo and Jake Taylor over on the right side, my goodness, they got push. They allowed Sawchuk. And let me tell you something. I think the big question was who steps up behind Gavin Sawchuk as that other running back? Who can be the guy that kind of becomes the 1-2 punch? And I think one thing that we saw is we saw Caleb Hicks step up and make some – he looks explosive. I mean, he really, really looks explosive. Hicks is going to be a guy, I think, that you're going to hear his name called out a lot this fall because at the running back position, man, he just looked patient and then explosive when he would get through the hole. So those were just some things right off the bat, of course, other than the Deion Burks spectacle that he put on.
And a guy, of course, Blaine, we've talked about a lot. But you mentioned the offensive line. I think for all the questions, I feel like every other day when I get on social media, people talking about Oklahoma's offensive front, and they're not going to be able to compete in the SEC, the physicality of the league, of course. I thought it was about as positive a performance you could ask. Now, again, it's a really, really tricky thing in a spring game to identify, okay, are we making the strides necessary up front? Because, again, like you mentioned, Blaine, and we've talked about, it's your own guys against your own guys. You're not really going to know until the bullets start flying when we get to kick off in the fall. But I thought all in all, a really good spring game. Jackson Arnold, I thought, looked really, really good. And you look at the defense as well. Devon Sears did some good things up front for them. Ethan Downs was a guy flying around. But the secondary, yet again, it's funny. This seems to be a theme, Blaine. It almost makes you think. I don't put a ton of stock into it. I think there's some merit, but isn't this just kind of the nature of the beast when it comes to SEC football and the offenses and really college football as a whole? Like, the game is built for the offenses, and especially too in a spring game where the offenses, the defenses, they know each other very well. I think at times that can favor the offense, and certainly nobody wants to go to a 10-7 or 7-3 spring game. So it kind of feels like we're pumping the offenses up a little bit to get people excited.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to have the effect that we use the example all the time that Austin Armstrong in Florida had last year by just blitzing your quarterback into oblivion and making him look bad. You definitely want to give confidence because a lot of the offensive side, especially quarterback play, is about confidence and getting into a rhythm and stuff like that, right? And letting the fans get excited and all this kind of stuff because don't forget now, you're openly just soliciting dollars in these games. There are NIL campaigns that are going on, and how do you want to get people excited to give money? You want to say, hey, you see that guy number 6 that's running wide butt open down the field and just scorching the defense? That's because we had the NIL funds to go out and get him from Purdue. You want to get more guys like Deion Burks, then you give us more money and we'll put that product out on the field for you. So it's all part of it. I mean, you got to realize that is an actual reality here. You want to get people excited about the program. However, I will tell you that I think Brent Venables and Zach Alley at times were probably like, oh, you know, we got some stuff to clean up a little bit.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, We all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Yeah, I'm sure hard for a guy like Brent Venables and, of course, now Zach Alley. Difficult for them to watch their own offense go up and down the field, but certainly a lot to correct from the spring game. You feel confident they will get it done. Blaine, before we get off of Texas and Oklahoma, and I pair these two together so much just because of the fact they're both now joining the SEC, right, first year. And I know it's just a spring game. You shouldn't, I say, not that you can't, you shouldn't draw conclusions, but did your feeling shift at all on Texas and Oklahoma and how you feel as if they are going to fit in and fare in their first year in the SEC?
I'm concerned for Texas defensively a little bit. I really am. And the reason I'm not as concerned, even though OU had some similar issues, is because of all the experience that comes back at the key leadership type positions. I mean, you got a just heartbeat there in that linebacker core of Stutzman, of Kanak. You got Desan McCullough, who looks like a baby giraffe out there running around. He's so long and lanky out there, just flying all over the field. We talked about Downs, all those guys. I think that I like the foundation of where Oklahoma is defensively right now over Texas, which is not something I don't know that I would have said that coming into this spring game. So I think that's one thing there. And then, listen, I do think that Texas is going to be potentially even better than they were last year offensively, because you've got all the experience on the offensive line. You got all that speed. Once they really show that meshing of Bond, of Bolden, of Golden, of Jonte Cook, of Ryan Wingo with Quinn Ewers. We didn't even see much out of Amari Nyeblack, anything like that. My goodness, it's going to be so many weapons plus those running backs. So I like Texas's offense a little bit more than I thought I would coming into the spring, and I like OU's defense a little bit more than I thought I would coming into the spring.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.